Hello team, welcome back to The Mosaic. This is the place where we put together the pieces of life and business, one intentional piece at a time, to create something meaningful, beautiful, powerful, and extra not ordinary. Okay, I am Arzu, and today I want to talk about I wanted to create an episode from last week's where I can give you some tools, examples, and expand on AI prompts on the tools that we talked about. But today, I also want to give you a little bit of a life update. That's what I'm feeling like today. And as you have, if you have been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I have been going through a different transformation, building, strategizing, putting in lots of hard work, creating teams, creating alignments, all of it, really. And now I'm in the phase of having all this fall into its place. And maybe it is, let's call this the season of doing. And it feels so good. Because what happens is, so I guess the first phase is that when your passion meets momentum, right? As you know, I've been in trenches for a while. I've been building. You have been hearing it in my voice, in my tone. I've hit roadblocks. I've struggled through it. I talked about consistency when I needed it the most. And I'm still building. I'm still writing. I'm still leading. Still recording, managing teams, all of it. But lately, something shifted. And it's almost like I've stepped up into this next level of flow where your ideas meet execution and that there is no hesitation anymore. You know, sometimes I wake up at 2 a.m. and I'm wide awake, and it's not because I have anxiety. It's because I can see it. I'm excited. The vision is clear and than ever before. You know, the apps, the podcast, the team, the impact. And that's what this doing phase is all about. It's when the things come to you. It's not because you're chasing them. It's just coming to you because of the person you have become. And because you've been doing it. You've overcome the hard challenges. That's what the doing phase is all about. It's when the foundation you've been laying suddenly feels steady. Steady enough just that it's just for you, just so you can step on it and dance. This is when you're not like chasing clarity because you have it. You're living it. I just so want you to be in this phase. I really do. It's there. You can get there. Just keep being, go back to the previous episode. You'll hear it in my voice. If you're struggling, if you're not there yet, you'll get there, okay? And that is not to say that there won't be other challenges, but enjoy this phase. There's going to be another leap, but enjoy the phase, celebrate it, reward yourself. Now, if you live in the United States, you know that in about 2 weeks, as I record this episode, Thanksgiving week is going to be the time that people just celebrate family. And I'm so looking forward to it. But this Christmas, this Thanksgiving, I decided that I'm going to take a few more days and an extra because I want it. Because things are feeling right. And I follow my feelings now. Right? Okay, so then maybe the second phase, and not this is not these phases can go in parallel. Okay, I want you to really, and this section I wanted to really build on the episode from the last week. I want you to really think about harnessing the power of AI so you can make these jumps quicker. And can I tell you something? Like, AI has been my amplifier in this season. It's not doing the work for me. It's not just the work itself. It's also the mental work. But it's also making the work easier. It's like an assistant for me. It's helping me automate things, repetitive things that I don't like doing so much, so that I can focus on the things that matter. I can brainstorm my ideas, get feedback faster than ever before. I can turn my strategy into a structure that I can execute on. And I want that to happen for you. And I'll give you some examples. Okay, but you need that space. AI will give you that space. Don't be scared of it. Don't feel, get empowered. Have the space to think bigger because you have it. Get creative again. Have the space to dream and dream big. So if you're listening right now, and you've been curious about AI, I mean, go ahead and listen to the previous episode. What I want to give you, maybe a little bit of real life tools. I talked about the some of the tools that I've been using. I've given you how to create AI prompts that are meaningful so you can get to the information that you need quicker. But maybe give you a little bit more examples. Right, so some of the go-to tools that I mentioned, like, let's start with ChatGPT. Everyone knows about it. And I use it for brainstorming, drafting, refining things. And some of the prompt ideas that you can have, like, hey, you are my business mentor. Right, maybe you can, and then that is the role that we talked about, right? Give it a context. And then give it a specific task. So you can maybe say, hey, you're my mentor, business mentor. Write me a friendly 200-word social media post drafting invitation to my emailing list so that my customer-centric business can flourish by my email list joining to my programs, right? Be very, very specific on what you're asking for. It'll write that for you. We talked about Notion AI, right? Notion AI is all about project, tracking your projects, goals, content, ideas. So maybe in Notion, you can say, help me build a weekly dashboard with three columns, one column being the big goals, the other column being this week's actions. And then another column, reflections and lessons. And use it in my tone, make it friendly, make it direct. Maybe that's your prompt. We talked about Motion. Motion AI is all about doing scheduling, not like a little bit of workflow automation for you. So if you have big ideas, you can use Motion so that you can tell it, prompt it to say something like, look at my calendar for this week. Block 90-minute focus session for the app development and my podcast recording this week. Schedule a recovery time so I can walk every day at this time of the day. Or in the afternoon, right? So that it can do some scheduling and workflow automation for you. Now, if you have regular team meetings, you can use Otter AI. You can capture conversations for you during your meetings. So then after the meeting is done, you don't lose the ideas and you can prompt things like subscribe to today's team meeting for me. Pull out the top three action items, the owners, the deadlines. Use these tools. I mean, such an amazing time saver, right? All right. So these tools are bells and whistles and big time savers, and creates clarity for you and builds momentum. Then finally, right, the third section and the phase that I want you to think about is leadership and team alignment. Another reason I feel like this episode feels so magical is that my teams, see the vision now. It's because when you're surrounded by people who get it, I mean really get it, right? It changes everything. They are not just doing the work. They are carrying your energy forward. They are creating with you, asking the right questions. They are improving what you're building. They are believing in you because you believe in them. And here's what I've learned, right? Leadership isn't about having all the answers. It's about creating alignment so that between the mission and the people and the momentum, you can get to places that you can never get by yourself. So if you're building something right now, talk to your team about it. But talk to your team about why you're doing it. Bring them into the excitement that you have. It's okay if some people, you lose some people, that's okay, right? But let the people that will come with you feel what you feel. That's how the hard parts become bearable, right? And the road starts to feel a little bit more effortless. Anyhow, I just want you, maybe this episode is all about reflection and integration. If you're not in your doing phase yet, that's okay. Because here's the truth, the doing phase only becomes after a long periods of becoming. Becoming the kind of person who shows up when it is hard. Becoming the kind of person who chooses discipline over distraction. Becoming that kind of person who can handle the criticisms and the blessings that once prayed for so hard. So when it clicks, you'll know. I want you to feel unstoppable. I want you to feel alive, grounded, and grateful. Feel that gratefulness. Celebrate, reflect on this phase. And I promise it's worth every ounce of the climb. Okay? So let's go get to this affirmations for this episode. I want you to repeat after me and really feel these affirmations. I am in my doing phase, aligned, energized, and unstoppable. I trust my process, my power, my purpose, my knowing. I attract the right people, resources, capabilities, and opportunities with ease. I'm building something beautiful, one intentional piece at a time. I'm ready, and the time is now. All right, team. If this episode resonated with you, I want you to share it with someone who needs it, who's also in their doing phase maybe, and someone who's getting there in their own way. Let's inspire, let's create a momentum of builders and creators and dreamers who trust the timing, who trust the process and step boldly into the action. All right, I love you. I believe in you. Keep showing up. Keep creating. And because this is your doing phase too. And it's only the beginning. Thank you for being here. I'm out.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.